como misioneros.
In the year 2000, this church sent us out as missionaries.
Al Amazonas.
To the Amazon.
A un lugar bien difícil.
To a very difficult place.
Llegamos allí a hacer un trabajo pionero.
And we got there to do a pioneer work.
Después de 18 años de trabajo.
And after working there for 18 years,
hemos visto a Dios obrar de una manera extraordinaria.
We've seen God work in an extraordinary way.
Gracias al apoyo de la iglesia.
Thanks to the support of
Gracias
this church.
Por el compromiso de ustedes.
And thanks to your commitment.
Hemos hecho un impacto muy grande en la región de Perú, Brasil y Colombia.
We've made a great impact in this region that involves Colombia, Peru, and Brazil.
Pero no solamente en esa área, sino también en muchos países de Sudamérica.
But not only in that area, but also in many countries throughout South America.
Donde cientos y miles de personas han recibido el evangelio.
Where hundreds and thousands of people have received the gospel.
Donde cientos y miles de Biblias han sido distribuidas.
Where hundreds and thousands of Bibles have been distributed.
Y donde muchas iglesias han sido construidas en la región amazónica.
And where many churches have been built throughout the Amazon region.
Trabajamos en un área de mucha necesidad.
We work in an area of great need.
De muchas tinieblas.
Of much darkness.
De mucha oscuridad.
Of much shadows.
De mucha oposición.
Of much opposition.
Pero donde habita todo eso, donde más tinieblas hay.
Where there's more darkness.
Es donde la gloria de Dios se manifiesta.
Is where God's glory can be even more powerfully manifested.
Una manera extraordinaria.
That's where we see God work in extraordinary ways.
Entonces, damos gracias a Dios por todo el trabajo que se ha hecho.
So we give thanks to God for all the work that has been done.
Damos gracias a Dios por todos los que han venido y nos han ayudado de aquí de la iglesia.
And we give thanks to God for all of you who have come and have helped us from
este
this church.
Este año tuvimos la presencia de la pastora Jen en la cruzada en la brigada médica.
And this year we had Pastor Jan with us in the medical outreach.
Tocamos un pueblo completo con el evangelio.
And we touched a whole community with
y
the gospel.
1,200 personas entregaron sus vidas al Señor en 5 días.
And in 5 days more than 1,200 people gave their lives to the Lord.
Presentamos el evangelio a la policía, al ejército.
And we shared the gospel with the police and with the army that was stationed there.
Y como consecuencia de
And as a consequence of that,
se establecieron una iglesia en la policía.
There's been a church that has been established amongst the police force
en el
there.
Ejército.
And another group in the army.
Fue un tiempo espectacular.
So it's been a spectacular work.
Y es maravilloso servir al Señor.
And it's wonderful to serve
y
the Lord.
Y ver a Dios obrar de una manera tan maravillosa.
And to see God work in such wonderful ways.
Es lo que nos motiva a continuar haciendo este trabajo.
And that's what motivates us to continue.
Porque si nosotros nos vamos, ¿quién irá?
Because if we don't go, who will?
Si nosotros no hablamos, ¿quién hablará?
If we don't speak, who will?
Si nosotros no enseñamos, ¿quién enseñará?
If we don't teach, who will?
Entonces, estos años no han sido en vanos.
So these years have not been wasted.
Han sido años de mucha bendición.
They've been years of great blessings.
De poder sembrar la verdad del evangelio en el corazón de los más necesitados.
To be able to sow the truths of the gospel in the hearts of those who most need it.
Porque esa es la historia de amor de Dios, ¿no?
Because that's the history of God's love, isn't it?
La historia de Dios es la historia del hombre en su amor.
The history of God is the history of man and his love.
Y primera de Juan capítulo 3 versículo 16.
And if we look in 1 John 3:16.
Dice, en esto hemos conocido el amor.
It says, by this we know love.
En que él puso su vida por nosotros.
Because he laid down his life for us.
También nosotros debemos de poner nuestra vida por nuestros hermanos.
And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
Es interesante que habla sobre el compromiso del amor.
It's interesting here that it talks about that commitment
Porque
of love.
Porque el amor es la base de todo.
Because love is the foundation for everything.
Y la Biblia misma es una historia de amor.
And our very lives are a history of love.
Desde Génesis hasta Apocalipsis encontramos un mensaje de amor que otros necesitan.
From Genesis to Revelation, we find a message of love that everyone needs.
Nosotros conocimos el amor de Dios.
And so we knew God's love.
Porque él lo reveló a nosotros.
Because he revealed it to us.
Lo manifestó a nosotros.
He manifested
lo
enseñó
a nosotros.
He taught it to us.
Para que nosotros pudiéramos enseñar a otros.
So that we could teach others.
Esas maravillas que transforman y liberan y restauran la vida del hombre.
Those miraculous things things that transform and restore and free man's life.
Ha sido profunda en nuestros corazones.
And that revelation has been very deep in our hearts.
Que hace que seamos motivados para ir y enseñar y demostrar la grandeza del reino de Dios.
That makes us want to go and demonstrate and show God's greatness.
Por eso Jesús habla en San Mateo, capítulo 9, versículo 36.
And that's why Jesus says in Matthew 9, 16.
Y al ver las multitudes,
and as he saw the multitudes, he had compassion on them. And that compassion was a manifestation of his love to the most needy. And it's true that Jesus brought a great social transformation.
Y el amor conocido de Dios solo puede ser posible cuando lo manifestamos de una manera práctica y genuina.
And God's love can only be known when we demonstrate it in a practical and genuine way.
Jesús expresó esa clase de amor.
And Jesus expressed that very love
hacia los demás a través de compasión.
To others through compassion.
Y yo admiro mucho la iglesia aquí porque tiene compasión para dar.
And I so admire the church here because you have such great compassion to give.
Y la verdad es que su generosidad.
And the truth is, your generosity
ha hecho que miles conozcan el evangelio.
Has allowed many thousands to know the gospel.
Que miles se han transformado.
And thousands have been transformed.
Y que miles adoren al Rey de Reyes.
And thousands adore the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's the glorious part of the gospel. And that's why Jesus understood the culture of his people. He understood their needs. And he demonstrated that true love that changes and transforms everything. It was his love to the people that changed, made the big difference. And that's why he was called a friend of sinners. In Matthew 11, 19.
La gente se agolpaba para oír la palabra de él.
The people pressed in to hear the word from him.
El impacto que Jesús estaba haciendo dentro de esta sociedad era tremendamente maravilloso.
And the impact that Jesus had on that society was tremendous.
Demostró su parte humana.
He was showing his human part.
Entendiendo el dolor y la necesidad de los demás.
Through understanding the pain and the needs of others.
Su amor era inmensurable.
His love was without measure.
Es precisamente que Jesús revolucionó su sociedad.
And that is precisely how Jesus revolutionized his society.
Una sociedad esclavizada.
It was a society that was in slavery.
Una sociedad enferma.
A society that was sick.
Una sociedad que vivía en tinieblas.
A society that lived
una
in darkness.
Sociedad oprimida.
A society that was oppressed.
Una sociedad sin esperanza.
A society that had no hope.
Jesús hizo una transformación.
And Jesus made a transformation.
Con su amor cambió todo.
With his love, he changed everything.
Y eso es realmente lo que Jesús hace.
And that's what Jesus does.
Cuando Jesús viene, todo se transforma.
When Jesus comes, everything is transformed. Everything is restored. Everything is freed. And sinners come to know who he is. Because he is the true life. Jesus gave a wonderful inheritance to each one of us. He has called us to be a part of his kingdom. He made us a part of his church. And he gave us an eternal testimony. A while ago, I was in a certain community. And it's a community that's called San Felipe. And they before had a reputation for not wanting the gospel. They were very hard. Very hard. And there was a small group of believers there, and the rest of the community told them that if they wanted to meet and worship God, they had to go out in the jungle, that they couldn't do it inside the community. And so the leader of that little group came to me and said, Pastor, we're in persecution. And I said, in what way? They said, well, the community doesn't accept us. The leader, he's called a curaca. He doesn't want us. He has told us to leave. And so we go out into the jungle to have meetings. And it's dangerous out there. There's tigers out there. There's snakes. Because they did their meetings at nighttime. And I said, I want to go there. I want to go and speak with that leader. But the guy said, no, well, you probably shouldn't go. He's bigger than you are. I said, well, what does that matter? The one who is with me is even bigger than him. Really big. And if he is with me, who can be against me? Isn't it wonderful to serve a God like that? And we give glory to God for that. God is not just a story. He's an experience. And walking with him is marvelous. So I got in my boat, and we went to that place. And we were praying the whole time. And because going out to people who don't want the gospel, we thought, they might eat us as barbecue or something. And so when we got there, the whole community was right there at the edge of the river. I said, oh no, now what? And so we landed our boat. And that man who supposedly hated the gospel the worst stretched out his hand and said, Pastor, welcome to my community. And I said, wow, what a transformation the power of the gospel makes. There's nothing impossible for God. And he transforms everything. And so he said to me, what can I do for you? And I said, well, I need you to do 5 things for me.
Okay.
He said, okay. I said, well, first of all, I need you to give me a place to build a church for these brothers in Christ who need a place to worship. He said, okay, I can do that. And I'm going to give you the best piece of land. Oh, how wonderful. Second, I want your men of the community to help us to build that church. He said, okay, I can do that too. Third, I need you to feed us. Because we're going to work hard. He said, okay, I can do that too. Fourth, we're going to have meetings every day here. Every night at 7 o'clock. And we want you to be there listening to what I'm going to say. He said, okay, I can do that too. And the fifth thing, on the day of the inauguration of the church, I want you to be up front with me as we do the inauguration. And he said, okay, I can be with you too. And so I went back to Leticia and I prepared my team and everything I needed to go back. And we began to build that church. And the second day, there was a woman who came crying, afflicted. She was so sad. Pastor, my husband is dying. Doctors have said they can't do anything to save her life. She's going to die. Please come, I beg you to come and pray for him. So I got my team together and I said, we're going to go pray for this person. And we went and we prayed for him. It was a really dark room. There was no light energy there. It was about 7 o'clock at night. At that time, it's totally dark in the jungle. And so they didn't have any lights in there, so I couldn't even see his face. So we prayed for him for healing. And we rebuked that spirit of death. Because I believe in the power of the gospel. And I believe that Jesus is yesterday, today, and for eternity the same. And we prayed for him. And then we left. The next day, a young man had a hammer in his hand. And he came to me and he said, "Pastor, what can I do for Jesus?" And I said, "Well, who are you?" And he said, "I'm that man that was dying. Last night when you guys prayed for me, I felt that Jesus touched me. I felt that Jesus healed me. And he freed me from that problem. And now look at me, Pastor. I'm here and I want to do something for Jesus." I said, "Wow, well, how glorious. Isn't Jesus glorious? Isn't the gospel precious? How many of you want to go with me to the Amazon?" That's the abundant gospel.
Bueno, el hombre me ayudó a construir.
And the man helped me to build.
Dije, ayúdame a clavar puntillas.
I said, "Help me to hammer nails."
Yo no soy carpintero.
I'm not a carpenter.
Pero clavé muchas puntillas.
But I have hammered many nails.
Entrenamos a este hombre.
So we trained that man.
Y hoy él es pastor de una comunidad que se llama Tupac.
And now we have put him in as pastor of another community called Tupac.
Y siempre comparte su testimonio.
And he always shares his testimony.
Jesús me levantó de la muerte.
Jesus raised me from the dead.
Yo soy un testimonio viviente.
I am a living testimony.
Así es que ustedes tienen que creer en el evangelio.
So you all need to believe the gospel.
Y la mayoría de esa comunidad se ha convertido al Señor.
And the majority of that community has come to the Lord.
Hallelujah. Qué glorioso es el Señor.
How glorious the Lord is.
Jesús dijo, "Yo soy la luz del mundo."
Jesus said, "I am the light of the
el que
world.
Me sigue no andará en tinieblas.
He who follows me will not walk in darkness,
sino que tendrá la luz de la
but
vida.
Will have the light of life."
Entonces, Jesús dio soluciones prácticas a toda la gente de su época.
Jesus gave practical solutions to all the people of his time.
Trajo luz donde había tinieblas.
He brought light where there was darkness.
Trajo sanidad donde había enfermedad.
He brought healing where there was sickness.
Trajo fe donde había incredulidad.
He brought faith where there was unbelief.
Trajo paz donde había incertidumbre.
He brought peace where there was uncertainty.
Trajo amor donde había odio.
He brought love where
Trajo
there was
esperanza
hate.
Donde no existía.
He brought a hope where it didn't exist.
Trajo tranquilidad donde había turbulencia.
And he brought tranquility where there was turbulence.
Y trajo alegría donde había tristeza.
And he brought happiness where there was sadness.
Eso es lo que vemos cada día en nuestro trabajo.
And that's what we see each day in
Entonces,
our work. And so the gospel is a manifestation of the glory of God.
Como la canción que cantamos.
Just like the song that we
Dos
sang.
Palabras importantes.
Two important words.
Gloria y poder.
Glory and power.
Porque la predicación del evangelio es la manifestación de la gloria de Dios.
Because the preaching of the gospel is the manifestation of the glory of God.
El poder de Dios es la manifestación de su autoridad.
And the power of God is the manifestation of his authority.
Y en lugares donde reina las tinieblas.
And in places where darkness reigns.
En lugares donde no se ha enseñado el evangelio.
In places where the gospel has not been taught.
Esas dos verdades absolutas se hacen.
Those two absolute truths are made manifest. And that's when people can see that the gospel is different. When they see the miracles of God being manifested in a natural way. Because the heaven comes down to earth. And the Holy Spirit transforms everything.
Bolivia.
That's what we saw 2 months ago in the country of Bolivia,
Santa Cruz.
In the city of Santa Cruz.
Yo estaba predicando en una plataforma muy grande.
I was preaching in a great big platform.
La gente no me veía.
And the people didn't see me.
Porque era demasiado grande.
Because it was just too big and I was really little. They couldn't see me.
Pues, ¿qué importa que no me vean a mí?
But it doesn't matter to me if they don't see me.
Cuando invité a la gente a entregar sus vidas a Jesús,
and when I invited the people forward to give their lives to Jesus,
3,000 personas pasaron al frente.
3,000 people came forward.
Yo me quedé sorprendido cuando vi que la gente corría entregando sus vidas al Señor Jesús.
I was surprised when I saw the people running forward to give their lives to the Lord.
No hay mejor lugar para estar que este, Señor.
And I said, there's no greater place to be than right here, Lord.
Empezamos a orar por ellos y gentes con mucha convicción entregaron sus vidas a Jesús.
We began to pray for them and people with great conviction began to give their lives to Jesus. The darkness was being transformed into light.
Cuando llamé a las personas para orar por ellos, por los enfermos, porque habían muchos enfermos.
And when I called the people forward to pray for the sick, and there were a lot of sick people.
Enfermos.
A lot of sick
Pero
people.
Muchos enfermos.
A lot of sick people.
Y yo dije, ¿cuántos de ustedes quieren ser sanados?
And I said, how many of you want to be healed?
Si usted cree en esta noche, Jesús lo va a tocar.
If you believe tonight, Jesus is going to touch
Los
you.
Ciegos empezaron a ver.
And blind people recovered their sight.
Increíble.
It was incredible.
Las personas enfermas de cáncer empezaron a ser sanadas.
People who were sick with all kinds of diseases, even cancer, began to be healed. There were people who couldn't talk who started to talk.
Ellos no habían visto eso por mucho tiempo.
They had not seen things like that for a long time.
Y esa noche se manifestó la gloria de Dios de una manera tan maravillosa.
And that night, God's glory was manifest in such a marvelous way.
Y yo podía sentir a Jesús abrazando a las personas.
And I could even feel Jesus hugging people.
Liberando las personas.
Freeing the people.
Sanando las personas.
Healing the people.
Había un bautismo de lágrimas en ese lugar.
And there was like a baptism of tears in that place.
En un lugar santo.
And it became a holy place.
Y yo dije, Dios, gracias por el honor y el privilegio que nos das.
And I said, thank you, God, for the honor and the privilege that you give to us.
Tu amor de una manera genuina y práctica.
To demonstrate your love in a practical and genuine way.
Porque eso fue lo que realmente Jesús hizo.
Because that was really what Jesus did.
El amor práctico de Jesús hacia la gente hizo que su ministerio llegara a ser un impacto muy grande en todo.
The practical love of Jesus made his ministry grow.
En tan solo 3 años pudo tocar a toda una nación hambrienta con el evangelio.
In just 3 years, he could touch a whole nation with the gospel.
En tan solo 3 años formó un grupo de hombres que cambiaron el mundo entero.
In just 3 years, he formed a group of men who transformed the whole world.
Y en solo 3 años cambió la historia para siempre.
And in just 3 years, he changed history forever.
Y su testimonio cambió nuestra vida para siempre.
And his testimony changed our lives
Entonces,
forever.
Qué maravilloso es cuando nosotros nos levantamos y proclamamos el evangelio como la única alternativa de vida que la gente tiene.
And isn't it wonderful when we can rise up and proclaim the gospel as the only true alternative for life?
Una de las cosas más maravillosas que nos pasa en el Amazonas.
One of the most wonderful things that happens to us in the Amazon.
Es cuando la brigada médica viene de esta iglesia a hacer un trabajo allá.
Is when the medical team comes from this church to do a work there. We receive a lot of medical teams.
Pero la que viene de aquí,
but the ones that come from here,
es única y especial.
They are unique and special.
Y Dios usa esta brigada para tocar las muchas personas para Jesús.
And God uses this team to touch many lives for Jesus.
Este año tocamos al ejército con el evangelio.
This year we were able to minister to the armies, to the soldiers with the gospel.
Y se estableció una iglesia en ese lugar.
And we established a group, a church in there.
Cientos de niños fueron tocados con el evangelio.
Also, hundreds and thousands of children were touched with the gospel. The police were touched with the gospel.
Y bueno, todo el pueblo fue tocado con el evangelio.
And the whole town was touched with the gospel.
Y gracias a Dios por eso.
And we thank God for that.
Entonces, damos gracias al Señor.
We give thanks to God.
Porque Dios es el que produce el querer como el hacer.
Because it is God who produces that desire and that will.
Y para terminar,
And to finish,
el apóstol San Pablo dice en 1 Corintios capítulo 13,
Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13,
1, 2 y 3,
in one, in verses 1, 2,
si
and
3, si yo hablase lenguas humanas y angélicas y no tengo amor,
if I speak in human and angelic tongues but I have not love,
vengo a ser como metal que resuena o címbalo que retiñe,
I become as a clanging cymbal.
Si tuviese profecía y entendiese todos los misterios,
if I have prophecy and I understand all the mysteries of the world,
y si tuviese toda la fe de tal manera que trasladase los montes,
and if I had all faith even as to move mountains, but I don't have love, I'm nothing.
Todos mis bienes para dar de comer al hambriento,
if I give away all that I have to feed the poor,
y si entregase mi cuerpo para ser quemado y no tengo amor de nada,
if I even give my body to be burned, but I don't have love,
es interesante como la persona, I have nothing.
It's interesting how the Apostle Paul speaks in this. And I want to tell you this morning.
Yo tengo mucho respeto por esta congregación.
I have great respect for this congregation.
Por el compromiso a misiones que tiene.
For the commitment that you have to missions.
Y todo el trabajo que se ha logrado en el Amazonas.
And all the work that we have achieved in the Amazon.
Ha sido en base al apoyo que ustedes han brindado.
Is founded on the support that you all have given us.
Y yo estoy aquí como un testimonio.
And I am here as a testimony.
Al impacto tan grande que se ha hecho en la región.
To the great impact that we have made on that region.
En esas 100 iglesias, más de 15,000 personas asisten.
In the 100 churches that we have planted, there's more than 50,000 people that attend.
Cada año bautizamos muchas personas.
And each year we baptize many people.
Gracias a su compromiso.
Thanks to your commitment.
Gracias al valor de ustedes dar a misiones.
Thanks to your courage to give to missions.
Este próximo año nuestra meta es hacer una conferencia para pastores en un lugar de la zona roja de la guerrilla colombiana.
This next year our goal is to do a pastors conference in a city where the guerrillas, the terrorists rule.
Queremos traer a todos los pastores del área del Pacífico a una conferencia para tres días.
And we want to bring all the pastors from that area to a conference for three days.
Muchos de esos pastores trabajan en medio de la guerrilla.
Many of them work in the midst of the guerrilla terrorists.
Queremos traer 20,000 Biblias.
And we want to give out 20,000 Bibles.
¿Cuál es el propósito?
When, what's the purpose?
El propósito es dar esta Biblia a los pastores que trabajan en medio de estas personas.
To give out these Bibles to the pastors who work in the midst of these guerrilla-controlled areas.
Para un trabajo de evangelización en medio de ellos.
So they can evangelize even the guerrillas.
Y queremos tocar 15,000 personas cada noche con el evangelio en esa región.
And we hope to reach 15,000 people through the evangelistic crusades in the evenings.
Así es que seguimos extendiendo el reino de Dios.
So we continue to extend the kingdom of God
basado en todo el compromiso de ustedes.
Based upon your commitment to us.
Ayúdenos a orar por
Colombia. Help us to pray for Colombia.
Ayúdenos a orar por el Amazonas.
Help us to pray for the Amazon.
Y gracias por todo su apoyo.
And thank you for all your support.
Y gracias por la oportunidad que nos dan de poder estar aquí y compartir.
And thank you for the opportunity you give us to share the things that God is doing in South America.
Muchas gracias. Vamos a ponernos de pie.
Let's all stand and close in a prayer.
Y si alguien quiere ir al Amazonas,
and if anybody wants to go to the Amazon,
el próximo año va a haber otra brigada.
There'll be another medical outreach next year.
Y sería una bendición tenerles.
And it would be a great blessing to have you there.
Señor, en esta mañana te damos gracias por el honor que nos das.
Lord, this morning we give you thanks for the honor that you give to us.
De ser hijos tuyos.
To be your children.
De haber nacido de nuevo en el evangelio.
To be born again in the gospel.
De haber conocido tu verdad.
To know your truth.
Y enseñar tu verdad.
And to teach your truth.
Ayudar a los más necesitados.
And to help the most needy.
Ayudar a los más pobres.
To help the poor.
A los más desesperados.
The most desperate.
En esta mañana, Señor, te doy gracias por tu palabra.
This morning I thank you, Lord, for your
porque
word.
Porque es la que transforma y restaura todo.
Because that it is that which transforms and restores everything. Bless these brothers
prospérales
these days.
Más y más.
Prosper them even more.
Y ayúdales en el nombre de Jesús.
And help them in the name
en
of Jesus.
Delante de tu presencia.
That's my prayer in your
en el
presence.
Nombre de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
In the name of our Lord
para
Jesus
la gloria
Christ.
De Dios el Padre.
And for the glory of God the Father.
Amén y amén.
Amen and amen.
Dios le bendiga y un
God
placer
bless
estar con
you
ustedes.
And it's been a blessing to be with you.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Gloria.